Starfleet. Coming up in about 12, 14 minutes from now, continuing with the election discussion. Whether you believe in this or not, we are secularly, Texan have to be Christians, that doesn't, quote, taint our view, as some would say. We are just analytically, like anthropologists, studying, like we were studying, say, ancient China. You know, what did the Ming Dynasty worship? Well, you know, they were these pantheists, or they were these animists, or they were Buddhists, or whatever they were. The point is, we are just reporting on the mindset of the elites. If you're tracking serial killers, you study what the serial killers' beliefs are. And if you're tracking somebody else, we're studying this. They are deep occultists. They are obsessed with it. It's all they do. It's all they spend time doing. This great event that Colin Powell and Joe Biden and the media and the British Prime Minister and the European leaders, they say something huge is coming. We know what it is, but we won't tell you. And the media says, oh, gee, it's, you know, okay, we won't even ask what it is, because they all know how to be good little minions. Tex Mars, what is this big event, do you think?
Well, we have to look at what Obama has been aiming for, okay? Now, Brzezinski is one of his handlers. Brzezinski, of course, was head of the National Security Council under Jimmy Carter, member of the CFR, the trial. In fact, he co-founded the Trilateral Commission with Rockefeller. And he is a hater of Russia. Now, they have developed a new stable of enemies, okay? These are the new enemies. You know, just like 1984, ever so often they have a new stable. Could talk about the AG and stables. Well, here's the new stable of enemies. It's Pakistan. Remember, this is an Islamic nation of 170 million people.
This is the government that Israel, the U.S., and England gave nukes to.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and now, big problem.
Well, the problem is that an Islamic nation, okay, has nukes. Now, Musharraf was basically kicked out, forced out, and now the husband of Benazir Bhutto, he's a very weak man, but he's a good man, he is the new president of Pakistan. But he is not pro-America or pro-Israel or pro-Illuminati.
Enough.
That's right. Now, Benazir Bhutto, the lady who was assassinated.
They machine gunned her on TV and said she hit her head.
Yeah.
This is like Kennedy. Yeah. They should have just said Kennedy hit his head.
She had gone on the David Frost show just several weeks
before.
Bin
Laden's been dead. It's all safe.
Bin Laden is dead. Bin Laden is dead. The same people that killed him are now wanting to kill me. But Bin Laden is needed as to be the boogeyman, as Ahmadinejad is needed.
Excuse to go into Pakistan.
That's right. Next year, Ahmadinejad is leaving office. He's very unpopular. And by the way, he is an elected leader. He's not a dictator. And it looks like he will be kicked out of office. But they need him, as well as Bin Laden, to be the two boogeymen of the world. So I believe that Pakistan and Russia and Iran are all going to figure in this great transformational event.
And that's going to be war.
Oh, it's going to be World War III. And by the way, what we're going to see
by the way,
now,
you know, we kept saying they're going to attack Iraq. They're going to attack Iraq. And they said, oh, shut up. You keep saying it's this month or next month. No, we don't. We say they're gearing
Iran.
Up. They've said they're going to do it. But I'm saying previously we said Iraq, and they ended up doing it. And they're gearing up. They just snuck attack Russia through Georgia. So, folks, this is serious.
Well, the new prime minister of Israel has yet to take office. Zippy Livni, I think her name is. She's the foreign minister, has been. She's a Likudnik all the way. She's for bomb, 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 Iran, you know, the Beach Boys. She could sing a little duet with McCain if he were in office. So she is a very deadly person. If she doesn't get it, of course, if Netanyahu somehow slides in there, he again is a Freemason. He has admitted, I was initiated into Freemasonry when he went to the university here in the United States. So we have these Likudniks who want to go to war right away. But more than that, we have the Kabbalistic rabbis behind this, and they have a great agenda of the ages to bring forth the new order of the ages.
And remember, the head rabbi said that Bush told him privately, don't worry, Iran will be attacked.
Yes. Now, they believe that the West, the leader of the West, is the head of Gog and Magog. Now, this may sound strange, these names, Gog and Magog, but that's in the Bible in Ezekiel 38. They believe the role of the West, the role of the leaders of the West, is to attack in the Middle East to smash all the enemies of Israel,
stay there,
but
Dutch.
In turn be smashed them.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soleil Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soleil Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soleil Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soleil Smile. Order some today at SoleilSmile.com. That's SoleilSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In just a couple minutes, we're going to Webster Tarpley for the rest of the hour. Really appreciate him joining us to track what's happening with the election. Wow, Tex Mars and Webster Tarpley agreeing that Obama is the New World Order's man. I tell you, it's getting crazier and crazier. Get his book, Mysterious Monuments, what these nuts are into, at Infowars.com. Amazing book we've been talking about. Or call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you'll be able to watch this video we're doing live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's posted for the members there as well. Just in 2 minutes closing, and for Tarpley, I want to get his comment on this as soon as you leave us. Colin Powell, Gordon Brown, we've got Nicolas Sarkozy, we've got the Israeli leaders, we've got Joe Biden all saying massive terror attack, probably nuclear. That's what AFP is reporting today. Is going to happen to test Obama. Oh, they're testing us. Are we going to get tough and have bigger wars? And, you know, we can sit here and smile about it because, you know, we got good cheer. And I laugh because it's so crazy. But God help us, because they need something to start World War III, and they need a global meltdown to bring in their new world order. So closing comments on that, Tex Mars.
Well, I'm convinced this is a prophetic scenario right out of Ezekiel 38 and 39. But it's interesting that they're the ones playing out this scenario. It's almost like they're compelled. They have to do it. They're obsessed with this framework.
Well, look at how they're bringing in the implantable microchips. Look at how they, you know, the mark to buy and sell. I mean, they just can't help it.
No, they can't help it. And that's why it's going to occur. And by the way, leave you with one thing. Gog and Magog, these mysterious devil demons that bring the whole world into catastrophe with war in the last days. In London, England, at Guildhall, where the mayor of England is, they have erected statues inside this. They have actual chapel for sanctuary in London, England. And they have secret rituals there at Guildhall. They have erected statues of the idols Gog and Magog. You say, that's incredible. They're in Roman the warrior uniforms, and they have been placed behind the or next to the altar in the chapel of Guildhall. People, you don't believe it? Go to Google and type in Gog, Magog, London, Guildhall. They actually have idol statues of Gog and Magog, and it's ready to go.
And the point is here, folks, just from a secular perspective, these nuts really are into the occult. They really do believe all of this. Elites always go insane throughout history. It is now happening. And folks can get a copy of your gorgeous newsletter for free each month. Give folks the number to call and get that.
Well, folks can go to powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com, or call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9600. My goodness.
I'm the same
I've only been there 22 years.
Listen, I've got so many computer codes and house codes and safe codes and gun safe codes.
9670.
Give it out. I'm the same way.
1-800-234-9670.
This morning, I had to call the guys because I got here first. I had to call and say, what's the code to the office? So much. I mean, it's kind of like absent-minded professor.
As long as you remember your wife's birthday and your anniversary, you're safe, Alex. Just remember that as a young man. I remember those two things.
No, but give them the number.
Yeah, 1-800-234-9670. And ask for the free edition, the newsletter.
Give it again.
Power Prophecy. 1-800-234-9670. Okay, I got that.
Awesome having you
Thank
here.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you much for coming in and say hi
to the
whole crew and to Wanda for me.
God bless you, and keep up your great work here. And these people are out there that are disinformation agents, paid operatives of Mossad and the CIA. Hey, they're there because they're worried because you're making an impact. That's why they've targeted folks like you and me. And this audience out there has to know this is our time. Talk about what Obama said. This is our opportunity to tell the absolute unvarnished truth.
Thanks for coming in.
All right, my friend. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. I appreciate Webster Tarpley finishing. I got text on a little bit late. We've got him for the rest of the hour. He's got two books out on Obama. And we really appreciate him coming on the show with us today. Out of the gates, Webster, I have AFP. I have Reuters. I have articles that we've done that condense it all. Colin Powell warns of coming crisis we don't even know about right now. Terror attacks. Joe Biden saying the same thing. Webster, what are they getting us ready for? This is extremely cryptic.
I think, Alex, thank you for having me today. I think we have to look at this Seattle outburst by Biden as absolutely fundamental, right? That there's a generated crisis coming. It's going to involve Russia. The righteousness of the U.S. position will not be immediately apparent. And I do agree. He's talking about a return to false flag operations in grand style. Now, you'll remember one of the complaints coming from the Obama forces, the Atlantic Monthly in particular, a guy called Andrew Sullivan, who's one of the leading Kool-Aid drinkers for Obama, back in December, and this is quoted in this book of mine, Obama, the Postmodern Coup, he says, right now, it would be impossible to have a false flag. I'm sort of simplifying the language to get to the reality of it. But he says, right now, our imperialism can no longer use false flag because Bush is so hated and so discredited that if we had a false flag event and Bush came forward blaming country X, no one would believe him. Virtually nobody would believe him. And a significant majority, a minority at least, would say, you did it yourself, Bush. You are responsible. So Andrew Sullivan presented Obama as a way to refurbish the credibility of the U.S. regime at home and abroad so that they could then proceed to a new round of false flag operations. And indeed, this is pretty much what I've been writing about all year. The kinds of targets, though, that you've got to look at would be, in the first rank, places like Pakistan and Sudan, where there is a great desire for operations. I would have to disagree with the with Jim Mars. This guy Zardari is Mr. 15%. He's corrupt as can be. He's one of the greatest kleptocrats of the past 20 years. But the problem is not even for them Zardari or the Prime Minister Gilani of Pakistan. It is the desire for the partition of Pakistan, to split it up. Brzezinski writes these books, Second Chance and others.
Well, the British have already tried to do that once.
Well, they're trying again, and then the whole purpose of having these bloody attacks by the U.S. into northwest Pakistan has nothing to do with this crazy mythology of bin Laden and
Al-Qaeda. No, I understand, but let's go back to the incredible bombshell you just dropped on us, and I agree with you. Obama's their new horse. Obama's fresh. He can, you know, reinvigorate things. McCain would be seen as Bush 3, and certainly the media's totally swung into favor of Barack Obama. If it wasn't clear before, it certainly is. The Wall Street money's pouring in, 100-something million in 1 week. It's just 150 million in 1 week. It's all off the charts. They're even suddenly all over ESPN running all these shows about black athletes and all they went through and tying it into Obama. I mean, I've never seen a full court press like this going on. And if there is an attack stirring up something with Russia, you know, this isn't Iraq. This isn't Afghanistan. I mean, where do you see them starting anew? They already tried in Georgia with Russia and then what type of false flag would be used to somehow blame Russia?
Well, the countries that would be targeted, again, would be in the first rank, the most obvious ones. Sudan, Biden, in other speeches, has been constantly calling for an attack on Sudan.
So a smaller snack to embolden him to say, look how well he handled Pakistan, where Obama said he wants to go.
Well, wait. We have to think of a broad range of possibilities. The most obvious are Sudan and Pakistan. Obama is on record demanding the bombing and actually land invasion of Pakistan. When Obama said in his convention stadium speech, we've got to go and get Osama bin Laden in the cave where he lives, that means invade Pakistan in their language. Biden has been the big guy calling for an attack on Sudan. But, of course, behind this is the question of Russia and China and whether they would dare to try to do something to pin terrorism on Putin or the Chinese leadership or some other combination, or it might be something reaching into a place like Kazakhstan. You just don't know. That would give a possibility of delving further into the soft underbelly.
So to give him the name as, oh, look, he's already won something up front, to then build him up as a war leader for a larger confrontation with Russia?
Well, I don't know if we can be so specific about the details right now, but it's clear that what he's talking about, where it's not going to be apparent that we're right, as Biden says in this famous outburst of yesterday, it's going to be, in other words, a hard sell, because I think one of the benefits of the 9/11 truth movement, one of the things that you and others and I have been able to accomplish, is that there is a great deal more skepticism about false flag. I would add, under McCain, this would be virtually hopeless. It would be virtually hopeless for McCain to come out and say, some bomb went off, country X did it, this is now the new enemy, let's run to attack country X. Very hard to do. With Obama, there is at least a fighting chance for these imperialists to get credibility, because Obama has this hard core of dedicated fanatical supporters, the left liberals, the Kool-Aid drinkers, this personality cult that has coalesced around him. Again, with these strong fascistoid overtones, they will be out there. This is what Obama is saying. We will need you to stand with us, because it's not going to be apparent that we're right. The other possibility, of course, is sort of on the lines of Georgia. We saw Georgia under Saakashvili
using proxies.
Yeah, using proxies, and in the case of Georgia, it was not apparent that the U.S. NATO position was right. It was rather apparent that it was wrong, that Saakashvili and Georgia were clearly the aggressors. Maybe there's some other situation like this, something involving Ukraine or Poland. You got to remember that the real strategic heart of the world is not the Persian Gulf by any stretch of the imagination. It's Eastern Europe. That's the Haushofer Mackinder heartland. It more or less coincides with places like Poland and the Ukraine.
It's those crossroads.
If you start something there, then everything is at stake immediately, because the ICBMs are on both sides.
And then suddenly you'll have the left all behind it. It's like the Vietnam War and LBJ.
That is the advantage that Obama brings. He can mobilize 200,000 German lemmings in Berlin, and he can mobilize his Kool-Aid legions and cult following here in the United
and
States.
And boy, are they Kool-Aid legions. Every time I have you on, we get threatening phone calls from people saying we need to be arrested. I mean, we are in big trouble. Skip this break.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreTheRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
I'm controlling myself instead of singing. I was lip singing for PrisonPlanet.tv. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Are we going to do what
Terrence Burton song?
We've got a long way to go.
You know, I'm trying to laugh and have fun. We have the banks completely raping us, setting up a world dictatorship of the banking elite. You get 95, 98, depending on the poll. 1,000-to-1 phone calls into Congress against the banker takeover bill. They still just do it. So the people are waking up, but the elite is just going ahead with it all. You got Colin Powell and Biden and all of them running around fear-mongering, saying get ready for massive events that will test us. It's Webster Tarpley, where do you see all this going, my friend?
Well, the main thing is to come out of this not having a one-party totalitarian state. In other words, the worst possible outcome is Obama, Pelosi, and Reid. That is the fascist corporate state. That will in particular trample on the First Amendment and free speech in a way that Bush and Cheney never dreamed of. And they will do this with the help of their myrmidons, right, this fanatical cult following, the squadristi or Sturmabteilung or whatever you want to call it, that they have going both on the Internet and also in the streets and in the gutters. The minimum to come out of this with, I would say, is divided government. In other words, the president of one party and the Congress of another party, and let's have trench warfare between them. Let's have partisan gridlock. Let's have paralysis. Let's have the most extreme form of confrontation, because the issues are huge. There is a depression now. We are descending into a new world economic and financial depression of tremendous severity. McCain has no answers. The Democratic side actually do have answers. Their answer is the fascist corporate state. We had this guy Cramer go on CNBC last Thursday saying that they want more bailouts, more trillions, in effect, for Wall Street and the derivatives. And Cramer even said, under questioning, he wants to loot the Social Security Trust Fund of $100 billion for starters to try to shore up toxic derivative paper. Now, this is impossible. It's a futile gesture because the derivatives are a quadrillion. $100 billion is gone in a matter of seconds. But this is what they would do. In order for them to do that in the full scope of what they have in mind, they've got to have the one-party state. They've got to have Pelosi,
I agree,
and
but
Reid
Webster,
with a veto-proof majority.
How obvious is it that Obama's bad when you have the big Republican front man who shook the vial of anthrax and said they had nukes to the UN, and now he's the darling of the left, and he says Obama's good, and he said on Meet the Press it's going to be this transformative person Obama, and he went on to say, because he knows what to do with the banker bailouts, and McCain didn't want to do it. So he's, I mean, my goodness, we're getting an endorsement from the good old boy club right there.
Well, Colin Powell's an interesting story. I think the thing that motivates him most of all is his ne'er-do-well wastrel son, Michael Powell. Colin Powell's a nepotist, and I think when he signed on as Secretary of State with Bush Cheney, he said, I'll take this job, but I want a plum post for my idiot son, Michael Powell. And that was the Federal Communications Commission. And you'll remember, Michael Powell was on the one side a servant of the cartels and the monopolies and the oligopolies of the communications industry. On the other side, he had this vendetta against Howard Stern, clashed with Howard Stern. And Howard Stern had the presence of mind to say, look, you're only here because of your father. You have no talent. You're simply a hanger-on, and you got your job because of your famous father. Now, Colin Powell now has to take care of Michael Powell for another 10 years in another administration, this time with Democrats. So he's trying to fix up his son. The parallel to this, very interesting distant mirror, Field Marshal von Hindenburg, another soldier who became a politician, was, of course, the main German commander in World War I, then became, after 1925, the president of Germany, the president of the Weimar Republic. Up until 1933, Hindenburg had always said, I will never let this bohemian corporal Hitler ever become president of Germany. This is unspeakable. The guy is a gutter snipe. Eventually, though, it turned out his son, Oscar von Hindenburg, had gambling debts and problems with embezzlement and possible criminal charges. And at that point, the Nazis pulled that chain, and Hindenburg caved in and endorsed
Hitler. Stay there. Got to break, Webster. And it's the same thing with a lower level with Oliver Stone making these government worship films like W. I mean, he's got all these drug convictions and is facing prison if he doesn't sell out. Webster Tarpley's our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo.
What is that horrified look on your face out there, Paul? Okay. Everything good?
I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV.
Oh, I think the TV guys down here want you to boost the audio, John. Crank it up. Blow my eardrums out.
Ladies, kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee.
Hey, you know what we do here? The network puts it up on the satellite uplinks. They're in Minnesota. We're in Austin, Texas. Then we send out our own feeds here and PrisonPlanet.tv feeds. So it is quite a setup here. I appreciate John Harmon up in Minnesota, Ted Anderson, the whole crew up there. And I appreciate Paul Hartman and everybody else that is down here in my office, Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, Trey Kincaid, a.k.a. Eddie Bear, and his dog is known as Pickle Bear, the Chihuahua. And, again, it's in times like these when things are so dark that I try to have a little bit of fun. But very thankful for all our M&FM affiliates, Global Trove affiliates, satellite affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, everybody, and my family and the good Lord above. Okay, Webster, I'm going to try to just sit back for the rest of the broadcast and try to give you the floor. I've brought up a lot of points. You know, any way you slice it, going into depression, any way you slice it, police state grid, you have the same elite that backs Obama, backs McCain. They're in power regardless with either one of these guys. I agree they get more traction with the front man, the new birdcage liner, who's more clean than, you know, on the surface than the kind of half-used birdcage liner of McCain with his Bush association. But what I see is the disgusting corporate foundation left, the Noam Chomsky's, you know, who sits there in his office with a million books behind him with that image of, you know, the genius of Earth with this boiled down pap for children, you know, saying basically vote for Obama, you know, not because he's good, because he's better than McCain. And he's not stupid. He knows it means more warmongering, more control. And so just to see the foundation left, they are just such a nasty little crew of ne'er-do-wells. Can you comment on him and others and then get into whatever you like?
I think they were extremely important during the phase of the Democratic primaries. The left liberal foundation-funded gatekeeper or border guard left wing was used by Obama to overwhelm the Clinton machine and get the nomination. Now, since then, a lot of these people have actually become disillusioned with Obama because of his betrayals. I mean, take this FISA question, right? The wiretapping. Obama had pledged that he would filibuster any attempt to renew the FISA shenanigans of Bush and to give retroactive immunity to the telecom companies. And instead, Obama voted for it. He had said that he was against free trade and NAFTA, or suggested he might be, and then he actively embraced it. And then even on the Iraq war, he said, I'll have a timetable, and then his advisor said, no, he's not going to be bound by any silly campaign promises. So some of these left liberals are in crisis, but there are a lot of them that still remain on board. Surely a night of the long knives is coming for them. And I think you get back to this remarkable statement by Biden in Seattle, because he not only says apparently that they're going to go back to false flags to get the new enemies list established, he also talks about a systemic economic crisis where the measures that Obama will introduce will be so unpopular that the Obama regime will collapse in the polls. People who are going to say, wait a minute, what decisions are you making, Obama? And why are the polls so low? And Biden has to appeal to them, say, you hardcore of rich elitists, because he's in Seattle. He might have Bill and Melinda Gates there, for all we know, or people of this type, right? Ballmer, people who run Microsoft, sitting there for Biden. And he says, we will have to make economic decisions that are going to be extremely unpopular. And if they're popular, they won't be sound. So we want them to be sound. They're going to be extremely unpopular. This is an amazing document. In other words, I would urge people, organize now for the next 2 weeks on the basis of the fact we have got the printout of the Obama regime. He's going to attack his own base, including these left liberals. He's going to betray his own base. He's going to become unbelievably unpopular. This was something that I had in mind when I did Obama, the postmodern coup, back in the springtime. I went back and wrote a 40-page short history of the Carter regime, the last trilateral puppet with a real catastrophic presidency with Volcker and Brzezinski. And what you see in Carter is that he began collapsing right after the 100 days were over. In other words, 3 months into his first term, his only term, he began collapsing. And I said to myself, well, it took Carter about 12 months to become completely unpopular and basically hated. How long will it take for Obama? Well, certainly less than 12 months because of the increased crisis that we face today, the situation much further far gone than with Carter. So that is what Obama, what Biden has now told us. Biden is a guy, he's got a mind like a rag bag. He deals in fragments of thought, right? He spews them out. He can't shut up. What he's obviously done is told some briefings that he's had. Notice that the two campaigns, McCain and Obama-Biden, were briefed last week at the White House. Now, a White House briefing these days does not mean a Bush-Cheney neocon briefing. It means a principals committee briefing. It means something that's according to the policies expressed by Rice, by Robert Gates, the Brzezinski stooge from the Carter years, Admiral Mullen, and of course Paulson, the most powerful of them all right now, the guy who actually runs the government in the economic and domestic policy. So what Biden seems to be regurgitating here is what he got out of that briefing that they got from the White House, which is that if Obama gets in, the rogue network in the government, the establishment, right, the permanent Washington bureaucracy, or this network that goes through there at any rate, is going to try to start something. Again, it's time to say we don't want to go down that road. Let's reject Obama, and if that means McCain, it's going to be so much harder to organize this stuff. You can't anybody in Europe with McCain. You can't get European troops and European money. You can't get them with McCain any more than you could get them with Bush.
Webster, I want to focus in on what you were just saying because it's important. I don't want this to go over people's heads because they're halfway listening. You know, taking groceries out of the car, writing somebody a ticket or whatever people are out there doing listening. They need a crisis. They need a military crisis so they can flex muscles and popularize him as a tough guy to get people to rally around the government and say, we'll do whatever the commander-in-chief says in these tough economic times because the darn Ruskies or the Pakistanis, you know, they did something wrong. And we've got the elite signaling that they're going to do something big for all those in the know, kind of like we had one of the CFR policymakers, Gary Hart, write a letter to Ahmed Dinajid saying, look, you better do what we say or we'll stage a terror attack on you, pal, and we're not above doing it. So you know, that's a multifaceted threat. Because for the public, you know, they know the public's dumbed down, stuck on their thumbs watching football. And so they openly discuss in thinly veiled discussions. The reason I brought up, so I want you to elaborate on that, A, and then B, the reason I brought up Noam Chomsky, he endorsed 2 days ago Barack Obama. And, I'm just so tired of, because somebody talks with a lisp, and says they're intellectual, we fall down like they're an idol at their feet. I mean, I don't claim to be an intellectual, but I mean, I have guests on who are light years, you know, ahead of this guy and really talking about real issues. I'm so tired of the phony right and the phony left. It makes me want to throw up.
Well, again, how can we express this at the polls? Because now there is this election. Given the fact that we have the media whores outdoing themselves in unbelievable excesses of Obamaphilia and groupie behavior, just the idea of defeating the media's favorite candidate would be a liberating experience. The American people, if they could pull themselves together and defeat Obama, that would be a crushing defeat to this mighty Wurlitzer that we've had going for all these
years.
That's
right, because they're running a corpse against him like Bob Dole against Clinton in 96, meaning for McCain to lose. And if we put the corpse in office instead of him, they're going to have a lot of trouble putting perfume on that pig.
And again, you don't get the 200,000 German lemmings with McCain. You don't get anything with McCain. You don't get a facelift for imperialism. You get no credibility in Europe, no money, no troops, can't send any more people to Afghanistan. It just puts the whole imperialist operation in a much weaker condition. And again, think about this stuff about the economic policies, right, that he's saying. Biden says, I guarantee you, I promise you, in 1 year, we will be a collapsed regime. In other words, we will have extreme unpopularity because of our economic decisions, I think is what he's talking about, even more maybe than the
Why can't Biden help it? He just loves to talk about what's really going on.
He does. He's not quite aware of what he's talking to. In other words, I think he's got people, again, like Bill and Melinda Gates or this guy Ballmer, or others. He's got the money bags people. It's a crowd that delivered about $1 million in two meetings in the Sheraton in Seattle, Washington. So he thinks it's a moment a little bit like Obama talking to the San Francisco group with somebody like Gordon Getty, right? And he goes.
He thinks he's in a comfortable inner sanctum. They're playing the old game of 10, 20 years ago when the media knew to shut up.
the bitter clinger, right? The people who have no jobs and cling to guns, religion, and anti-trade above all. That has been, I think, the insight that a lot of people have into Obama comes from that particular tirade. I think Obama has done the same thing here. But also notice, he's appealing to them, saying, we will require a hardcore of fanatical, determined support that will support us no matter what. And that is, again, an advantage of Obama. And Obama has a following, again, I've called it basically verging on fascism.
Well, you've been saying that for like 10, 11 months, and I was like, eh, now I've run into him. I mean, that, people I've known for years are like zombies, angry with me. and I'm just like, man, what has come over you? You're just like the Bush supporters. We just cover the facts here. Webster.
But notice with McCain, McCain has no base of support, really. He had, there's no group that is absolutely devoted to McCain. Nobody.
Webster, what is
that's
the elite?
That's another advantage.
Yeah, well, I understand. The listeners do, too. Webster, what is the elite going to do as it becomes even more apparent, more clear, that you have the military-industrial complex, the shadow government run by Wall Street, the internationalists, the Anglo-American aristocracy, oligarchs, running everything, and everything they do is unpopular. Every issue they're on is unpopular. I mean, everything they do is 70 to 95 points, the bailout, you know, 99 points, 1,001 calls or more, against what the people want. I mean, it's becoming so obvious down the road, regardless of who gets elected. How do you see this all playing out? Here's a better way. With a McCain, how's it play out in 60 seconds? With an Obama, how does it play out in 60 seconds?
Well, with McCain, I think it leads to an abortive defeat of the ruling elite. In other words, it leads to a period of prolonged political ferment and indecision and conflict and partisan gridlock and so forth, out of which a real alternative might come. It would be our job to intervene in that and try to bring out of it a viable alternative. We'd have to have an economic program and a whole series of other things. The case of Obama, remember, the genius of fascism is you've got to destroy the institutional basis of resistance. You got to destroy the Democratic Party, destroy the trade union movement. You do that in part by discrediting them, by making them the bringers of austerity, this savage, brutal, crushing economic regime, right? Forced labor, all of this kind of stuff. You can destroy other institutions too. The goal is to have a totally atomized population where you have what amounts then to a totalitarian police state confronting people who have no organizations. Right now, there's a tremendous backlash against the financiers, against the bailout, and it's looking for an institution that would express that. It could be all sorts of institutions. I mean, it turned out to be Joe the plumber, right? This one guy comes out and it expresses the fact that he doesn't like what Obama wants to do to him economically, and all of a sudden this guy becomes a hero. If you had an organized institution, a party, a union, a club, I don't know what. It could be all sorts of things that are impossible to predict. That would then become the focus of leading an opposition. But the goal of Obama and his crew is to fix it so that all of these institutions will be so destroyed and so wrecked that they'll be unviable and nobody can turn to them.
So
and
it's
then
just
you'll have
total
this atomized population.
And by atomized, you mean balkanized down to the smallest level.
In other words, that the regime would confront simply individuals with no serious organizations of any kind, above all, not unions and not.
Well, you know what's going to happen? I mean, Obama is going to come after and try to ban a large portion. He said 223-308. He's going to try it. He's going to bring in a carbon tax. Let's talk about the enforced austerity because, you know, I mean, I get so divorced from left and right, so divorced from both puppets that I kind of intellectually have my nose in the air and just wouldn't look at either one of them. And I got to tell you, Webster, you're right. I looked at Obama and he couldn't be worse. I mean, this guy is so horrible and I'm actually ashamed I didn't look at him closely earlier. I'm not omnipresent, as some people seem to think, folks. I'm just a regular guy. And I can't believe how bad he is. I mean, it is, and he's supposedly liberal. He's black. This totally fools people. They have no idea. This is a Hitler, and people just can't see it because he's got black skin.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons that his career has been fostered was to prepare him. I think over as many as 25 years, he has been indoctrinated and fostered and prepared for this day.
So tell us about the austerity.
You have to remember that whatever he says is the merest hint of what he will do. And that's what the Biden...
So when he says a million-man youth brigade arresting citizens and squads of tattletale children, it's worse.
That's just for openers. In other words, he says if he says I'll cut 10% off your standard of living, he means 50 or 60% or whatever he can get. Think back to Carter. Carter campaigned saying we have to do something about the problem of unemployment. We need jobs. As soon as he got elected, he completely reversed his field. And he said the main problem now is inflation. This led to Volcker at the Federal Reserve, the 22% prime rate, the destruction of the entire U.S. industrial base. Goes back to that. The other side of Carter was to say the energy crisis. We've got to have energy austerity, the moral equivalent of war. You guys have the malaise. Notice also similar things between Obama and Carter. They want to blame the American people for their own incompetence. That was the famous malaise speech by Jimmy Carter in July of 1979, when his entire government basically imploded. So whatever Obama says he will do much, much worse. And that will be this carbon austerity, tax increases, service cuts, forced labor, forced volunteer work, and all the rest.
Yeah, the National Compulsory Service Act, which they say isn't a draft, but it is. Webster, let's continue. Final segment is coming up here.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Okay, that's Willie Nelson. You hear there in the music. He's scheduled to be on the show tomorrow. Talk about a host of issues. You'll want to join us for that. We also have Naomi Wolf on. We'll have some serious questions for her. And another big guest who predicted all this oil information. And that, of course, will be Lindsey Williams. Huge show tomorrow. Before I go back to Webster Tarpley, I want to tell you about a few sponsors. Well, number one, the books and videos sold at InfoWars.com make so much of this show possible. Another one is New Vitality, NewVitality.com. You can call and get the aloe body cleanse, aloe vera, and 29 other ingredients that are really known to detoxify and clean out your GI tract. New Vitality says all this well-documented, high-quality stuff. 1-800-569-4056. Here's the number, 1-800-569-4056. They have things like Super Beta Prostate, one of the best formulas out there, with the salt palmetto and a bunch of other ingredients, scientifically proven to me. Even mainline doctors prescribe it to shrink the prostate and help of that. 1-800-569-4056 or newvitality.com. If you forget it, the banner's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then another wonderful sponsor. It's not just that we have a storable foods sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com. There's ways to store food in your own home and do it inexpensively from the store. And they teach you the secrets of that at FoodShortageUSA.com. With all the craziness coming, it's smart to have some storable food, firearms, things like that. FoodShortageUSA.com. It's just FoodShortageUSA.com. You go there to learn how to make your own storable foods for you and your family. Prepare for the road ahead. This website reveals a step-by-step way for the average guy to get prepared for what's ahead. I think the best part about the system is it gets you off the food grid, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. The site is FoodShortageUSA.com. Or here's the number, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. The key here is being self-sufficient, not being dependent on the system. Rebroadcast starts in about 3 minutes. We're going to finish up with Webster Tarpley, but Tex Mars was on the show. A lot of key news. I also had Frank Caliendo, the big, one of the top comedians in the country, on doing George Bush imitations. The show starts with that. The very first minute of the show, so you'll want to tune in for that on the internet rebroadcast. And of course, stations re-air this on AM and FM dial across the country. But before you close out with the eugenicist austerity carbon movement for the banks, paid to them, in summation, the master plan that Obama is pushing even more than McCain, which is more proof in the pudding, and has all the Wall Street funding, not McCain, more proof. Tell us about your two books.
Well, one is Obama, the Postmodern Coup, The Making of a Manchurian Candidate. That I believe you have in stock, so I urge people to get it from you. That's essentially the parallels to Carter, the matrix of Obama, the trilateral Bilderberg Rand Corporation, and how the Obama campaign resembles nothing so much as the Orange Revolution in Ukraine back in 2004.
And then the new book, quickly.
Barack H. Obama, the unauthorized biography, the entire story. Foundation operative, poverty pimp, Rezko, Ouchie, Al-Samari, Ayers, Dorn, Wright.
Amazon.com and many other places. You got about 1 minute left. Webster, again, the eugenicists, the carbon tax. Explain to the left what this is.
Well, the thing for the left, I think, if you're going to have Naomi there, you got to ask her, what is the difference between a police state that's only top-down and a fascist regime? Because she's saying we're slipping into fascism. She talks about this as if this were purely a matter of the FBI and the National Security Agency. What about the hallmark of fascism, which is this movement that comes up from the gutter with left cover and radical cover and anti-authoritarian cover and pretends to be liberation from the old order? And that's fascism.
And a carbon tax. And a carbon tax paid directly to the bankers. Webster,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on with us.
My pleasure always.
Retransmission starts now at one place, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Listen to the streams there. Frank Caliendo in 1 minute. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A day on